This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. Sexual assault has become an increasingly heated topic on college campuses across the country. And when these conversations arise, so inevitably does the topic of fraternities. Here in the Bay Area, fraternities based at UC Berkeley have also had their share of problems. According to the University of California Police Department, the majority of reported sexual assaults on campus since October of last year occurred at frat houses. At one of them, five people reported being drugged and assaulted all in the same weekend.
Delta Kappa Epsilon fraternity, which is not recognized by the university but sits in the middle of UC Berkeley's Greek Row, is where five people were allegedly drugged and assaulted.
UC Berkeley has been under federal investigation in the past year, and it's been working to address sexual assault issues with new mandatory workshops for students. KALW's Liz Mack tells us that some of the school's fraternities say they're doing the same.
I'm standing just across from the UC Berkeley campus on Piedmont Avenue. This is Berkeley's fraternity row. It's a Saturday night, and young women like Trixie Scolari and Tara Harmon wander past. The two are deciding whether or not to go to a fraternity party that evening.
Do you guys feel safe when you go to parties?
I do. Again, that's your attitude. I go in and we're really careful.
Like, in general, I think we're both, like, pretty smart, and we're, you know, if we are drinking, we're watching our drinks and not drinking too much.
Scolari says she's met a lot of nice people at frat parties. She says she's not concerned about the individuals. Her worries are about the institution.
They do occasionally foster environments that I think are unsafe, for women especially.
Of the half dozen or so women I talked to that night, few wanted to talk on the record. But I wanted to uncover more behind what Scolari told me about her impressions that frats and the parties they host are unsafe for women.
As you would expect, there's pretty much only one goal, which is for the guys to hook up with the girls.
That's sophomore Tatiana Gosby.
That's why there are, like, no couches really to sit on, or, like, there's, like, loud music. I mean, like, the environment's, like, not meant for, like, conversations. It's, like, meant for, like, hooking up.
People don't know them for, like, doing their national philanthropy or something, but
that's Gosby's friend, Anna Mai. She says frat parties do have a bit of a bad rep on campus, but Gosby says women have to take responsibility when they go to one.
If you put yourself in that position, like, I'm not saying it's, like, right, but, like, you have to be smart about
it. Before now, rape prevention centered around Take Back the Night events, where women united against fear and violence. But it was clearly on the women to protect themselves and prevent rapes. Now, a new way of talking about sexual violence is emerging. Women shouldn't have to take back the night. And it isn't just women who are being assaulted. The new logic goes like this. Perpetrators should be taught not to perpetrate. I asked Gosby if that new way of thinking, that it's not on women to prevent rape, was evident on campus.
Yeah, I don't think it's not realistic at, like, a frat party that you so much, I would say.
Some other women on campus say the same thing, that you have to be careful at these parties. Here's student Sonia Hudson.
You know, they host parties. They put a lot of effort into decorating it. They, you know, buy lots of alcohol. And so they kind of expect something in return for that. And so I think that combined with not understanding what consent is leads to sexual assault a lot of times.
People think of the fraternity as like this monolithic entity, you know.
That's James Stewart, a junior at Cal, and the president of the Inter Fraternity Council, or IFC, at UC Berkeley. That means he is in charge of leading 32 frats on campus. That's not all of them, but it covers the majority, about 1,300 young men. He says fraternities are very aware of the reputation that precedes them. That's why, at the end of last year, Stewart wrote an op-ed to the campus paper, the Daily Californian, announcing major changes to the IFC.
We realized it was absolutely time for a change.
Those changes included mandatory education on consent and active bystander training for all IFC fraternities each semester. Also, the IFC created a new executive position on its council to encourage more dialogue on the subject. So, do all these new programs mean frats have something to prove?
Absolutely. And I think that anybody you talk to who's done any work on the subject would acknowledge that forthright. We realized that the Greek system has issues.
But what exactly are those issues?
I think it's impossible to drill down on like exactly what the issue is. Some people are saying it's the Greek system, and some people are saying it's a national issue. I don't think it's really my place to judge like where this issue comes from. I think it's really just handling the practical consequences of this issue in our community.
It is a national issue, one that's impossible to ignore. But whether rape or sexual assault on campus is the product of Greek culture or just culture in general, Stewart isn't completely clear. Still, he says he's trying to change more than policy on campus. He's trying to change the conversation. And he says frats are the best place to start that shift.
If we are successful in starting a conversation about consent, about these issues, then that's something that's talked about at lunch, when you're studying, while you're at class, while you're walking to class, while you're living together.
You can teach people about how not to litter. Does that mean that they're not going to litter? I don't know.
That's Ariana Nasse. She's the president of the Pan-Hellenic Council of Sororities on campus, which also implemented mandatory trainings for sorority sisters. She says even these new trainings aren't enough, and they don't change the old paradigm that women are asked far more than men to prevent rape.
We teach our women to like watch they drink to remain in control. That's pretty sad. You have to constantly be watching yourself because somebody could do something to you at any given point.
And that's not ideal. But Nasa says for now, it's practical.
Unfortunately, we can't really figure out a better solution. You are the biggest like proponent of yourself.
But being your own biggest proponent isn't always enough to protect you. Megan Warner was assaulted her freshman year at a fraternity party. Now she's a junior and the co-chair of Greeks Against Sexual Assault. She's helped organize trainings and curriculum for workshops in both the IFC and the Pan-Hellenic Council. And she thinks the system needs to take the issue more seriously.
One chapter on this campus gives their fraternity men like little mini like shout-out/awards at every meeting if they've like hooked up with someone. I heard it from a member of that fraternity.
When I asked James Stewart about this, he said he doesn't think this story's true, though he's no way of verifying. He told me if it were true, that fraternity would be severely punished.
I think they don't fully understand the implications of their actions.
For Warner, she says many fraternity members recognize that sexual assault is a larger societal problem, but they don't see how they contribute to it. Warner, understandably, no longer goes to frat parties. But when asked, she says she doesn't know if she blames her own assault on frat culture.
Do you think it would have happened if that party wasn't a frat party?
I can't know. I have no way of knowing. I can't predict what could have happened. Lots of things could have happened differently. But what I can say is that other members of the fraternity like saw what was going on and didn't intervene and didn't do anything.
And that is why there's this new emphasis on educating, to say something, to intervene, to learn about consent. As of now, 15 of the 32 IFC chapters have finished their trainings. After all of them are completed, the next question for the fraternities will be, did any of this make a difference? For Cross Currents, I'm Liz Mack.